Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
It was very exciting for me, this one, because my neighbour is cleaning his garden with a pressure hose. And halfway through the record, he started cleaning my shed, and my shed is not waterproof. So water started pissing into my shed.
I wonder what's going on.
For about 5 minutes of the record, I was taking on water. And it's very nice of him to do it, but...
It's not very nice of him to do it.
He clearly thinks it's a dirty shed. I was going to say it's not a dirty shed, but there was water coming in. I was very close to having to go and tell him to
knock it off.
Pressure hosing me. So that's the kind of pressure I can broadcast under.
Yeah, the pressure of a jet cleaner. Amazing. And you look fresher than you did.
I feel five years younger. I go next door. I stripped him. I go in some trunks, and he just does it. We have a kind of an agreement. I make him a cup of tea. He pressure hoses me off in the alley.
He gets all those little bits of chewing gum that are stuck all over your body.
Yeah. And I feel like a new man. I'm actually 65, but because of the pressure hosing.
You've been tenderized into a much younger man.
Yes.
I think there's certain parts of the body I would really like a pressure hose on. Other bits I really wouldn't.
Hang on. This is our intro to a house meeting. We can't start another house meeting here.
We're just in the flow of the conversation.
We're going again.
I tell you what, this is another episode. We're doing next week's episode now.
Yeah.
Right. Which parts of your body would you like to feel a pressure hose on?
I think
belly would be fun. I think nips would be a nightmare. Anyway, do get in touch, guys. Pappy'sflatshare@gmail.com. Do let us know which parts of your bod you would like to have a jet hose applied to, and it can be arranged.
Welcome round your house. It's a new tier on the Patreon.
We are back on tour. Unfortunately, it's touring people, individual listeners' houses, and jet washing their bodies. So if you enjoy this show and you'd like to join our Patreon, where you get a bonus episode every single week for just £4 a month. I know, amazing. Plus, you also get bonus beefs with our wonderful guests, and it's a lovely community. We would love you to be a part of it. Join today, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Absolutely right. Something like £4 a month, which, feels like an absolute bargain, actually, if you're asking me.
Where did you get these something like £4 a month, Tom? Was it from me saying £4 a month?
Yeah. it was something like that, wasn't it? It was something like that.
Something like that. Some real clever
subliminal stuff going on from Matthew there.
It was a subliminal message, yeah. So unfortunately, I wished that the subliminal message went to the listeners, not to Tom. Because I've got an email. He's registered for the Patreon. So
I've offered something like £4. It's two quid.
£2 is something like £4.
Any other admin aside, I don't think we've got anything to admin now.
Latitude Festival is our next live appearance. You can see us there if you're going to be at the Latitude Festival in Henham Park in Suffolk in late July. Then come along to the listening post. That's where we're going to be, the listening post, and we're going to be doing our podcast on one of the days. We still don't know the day or the time, but it's either the Friday or the Saturday afternoon/evening.
And I will say this about Latitude. This is something I've discovered in the last week. It's one of those years where everyone goes, it's a good lineup this year.
Yeah. Mm.
Good lineup this year. Good lineup at Latitude this year. So that's the word on the street.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed the Latitude lineups, but this year is the kind of year where people go, oh, good lineup this year.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Pappy's are on at some point.
David Duchovny's performing.
And there are other festivals where people are going, not sure about that lineup. So we might be at the Festival of the Summer.
We might be at the big one. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good bands playing, fantastic comedians and some wonderful podcasts as well. So come along and we'll see you there. But
and
for
also
now,
fun times to be had. Anyway,
fun times,
sorry. Yes,
fun times. Let's have some. You know what? Let's stop talking about
fun
times.
Fun times.
Let's have some real fun times. Exactly right.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
So I wanted to ask you guys, do you think you have a sleep style, and does it ever change? Because I realise I've just changed my sleep style.
Whoa.
Sort of happened quite unwittingly. It's just happened.
It feels to me like it has to happen unwittingly.
It has to happen unwittingly. I don't think you can try. I mean, I guess if you're trying something like, I'm going to wear a lavender-scented eye mask, that would be a bit of it. You know, that's quite...
That feels that like it's going to sting.
That rarely happens passively.
But obviously the famous one that I'm sure we've talked about before is trying to sleep like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future. That was always that was always the goal.
Hands behind your back.
Like you're ski jumping.
Exactly. He looked like he was flying through the air, except he wasn't. And then also when he wakes up, Michael J. Fox, he then puts something in his mouth. And I could never work out what it is. He grabs two, like he's got a bowl of something. And it looks like sort of bits of fudge. But he can't have a bowl of fudge next to his bed.
Have you not tried the old sleep fudge?
That's how they did it in the 80s.
That's why Michael J. Fox has no teeth now. Yeah, he gets up and he sort of answers the phone and he's talking to Doc. And, you know, he's also dressed in like quite a lot of his clothes, isn't he? So like the t-shirt he wears, it is the t-shirt he wears to bed.
Yeah.
So he just puts on his gilet over the top and pulls on his jeans and then that's it. He's got his Calvin Klein underwear and off he goes.
And because he's the coolest man in the world at this point.
Yeah.
Everything he does. So like that's an extremely uncomfortable, unhygienic setup that he's got going on there.
Absolutely.
Well, apart from the fudge.
There's sleep fudge. There's the worst sleeping position in the world. There's a gilet. There's sleeping in your clothes. Like none of these things, but oh my God, it's testament to just how cool that man is and how cool he was in that moment that it was like, I'm going to try and do all of those things.
So I would have been kind of around the age, that came out in 85. And yeah. I think, so I pretty saw it when it was on the telly in about 87 or 88.
Same.
And then I saw the second one in the cinema. And I had like a bunch of different... Like I had like the t-shirt with the shirt over the top I used to wear all the time. I had the denim jacket, you know, I was just like, I had a skateboard, which I just couldn't still
use.
To this day, couldn't do anything with it. Quite a lot of that was lying on my stomach on the skateboard and moving myself along with my hands, which I don't remember him ever doing in the movie.
No, or any
skater ever doing.
I mean, imagine if he'd have just lied on his stomach and tried to go into the car that way.
I mean, yeah, it could have worked.
The Cape Fear / Back to the Future style. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the one thing you could do with the skateboard that emulated the J Fox was hit it with your foot so you could catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and that's the only thing, but that was pretty much enough, I think. Standing still with the skateboard under your foot while you're chatting to your, like, sister, and then your mum calls you in for tea and it's like, oh, well, time for tea. Flick the board, catch it with your hand, obviously bang your shin a bit, and then and then go in. That was enough for me to feel like, yeah, I've been out with my skateboard. I've been out. Because obviously we're never going to be able to do it. And so you've just got to pick your battles, haven't you? What can you emulate? We can't skateboard. We can't hold onto the back of cars and skateboard. Well, we can't play the electric guitar. Well, I couldn't. Yeah, I'm going to think that might have influenced you starting to play the guitar. But like,
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like, so the thing you could do...
Eat your morning fudge.
Is try and sleep with your hands behind your back. But obviously, both your arms go to sleep.
Do you remember this, Bolt? I mean, I like the thing is, I was watching it off like a tape, and I probably have only ever seen the version taped off the telly. I would have watched it since then. But I have watched it since I saw it at Secret Cinema. But again, it's not the perfect screen to go, what's he popping in his mouth?
And also, you're watching it whilst skateboarding behind a car at the time, aren't you? Is it something like that going on?
pretty much. Yeah, yeah. No, that was back in the day when Secret Cinema, you would get a few weeks before, they would give you a job and like prep to do for the job.
Right. Okay.
And
yeah.
So you would end up like if you're anything like me, you'd end up trying to find the place where you work in the village they've made, and then just going and doing a shift. Everyone, oh, the film's starting. Oh, you know, they've got a DJ playing and they've got like a rock and roll band. Oh, yeah, yeah, but I do work for a travel agent now.
These burgers won't flip themselves.
I may be sweeping now, but one day I'm going to be mayor.
Secret Cinema absolutely feels like it appeals to a bygone time. There's a lot of things that fit into this era for me, where you didn't have too much going on in your life, so actually a bit of extra admin was fun.
Oh yeah, 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 absolutely.
Like, so you go like, oh yeah, cool, I'll stick that effort in for something that is, you know, just going to happen and then finish.
And crucially, consequence free. If yeah, you do exactly. a bad job, it's yeah. almost kind of quite, you know, it's quite fun, isn't yeah. it? Because then you have a guy who is, for some reason, he's your boss, but he's younger than you. And he's wearing a fake moustache.
And just like
he's
real
shouting
life.
At you. Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was very much it. And I was also always the tremendous Kino, I think, to the point where I met socially somebody and I couldn't place where I'd met them before. And I was like, we've definitely met before. And she was like, I don't think we have. I was like, I know I've met you before. And she's like, no, I don't think I was. I'm sure we've worked together. I think we've worked on a job together before. And she went, I think what this is that I did the Miller's Crossing secret cinema. And I was working behind the bar. And I was like, yeah, that was it. Because I was working behind the bar. No, I was actually working behind the bar. But no, but I was there as... Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had lots of people like you who thought they were part of the show. I always want to say when I'm at a thing like that, I want to go, well, actually, I am myself a performer. So
that's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's quite good that I'm here, actually, because, you know, I can sort of bulk up the numbers. And I can do a bit of character work myself.
Do you think there's something in we turn, you know, we could try and pull off a tour where the whole experience is immersive and we send you your tour role before you see the show and it involves picking us up and driving us to the venue and you're going to be the chef and your job is to prepare a 3-course meal at the venue for the performers and everyone's like, wow, it's so good, it's so immersive.
Congratulations, you're the financer.
You have to sit in the audience and play the part of a really enthusiastic audience member who applauds when it finishes and it's like we just guarantee a home run every time. And
good.
We just, is that what Secret Cinema were doing all along? Was just kind of...
It pretty much was, yeah. Without even having to do a show, because they then just pop on a DVD. So they've absolutely cracked it. But the closest I get to this now, and this is bad, is that I'm going to a lot of Cleo's... you know, Cleo's mates are having their fifth birthday parties, so we're going to a lot of weekends are going to birthday parties, and they'll often be an entertainer, and I keep doing it. I keep catching myself doing it, going over to the entertainer afterwards and going, that was great, by the way. And like, they're not quite going, yeah. And I should know because I'm in the business. But it is like, I'm basically
it's
doing
kind
that.
Of, yeah.
I'm like, I know some of the other mums and dads might have said, well done, but I am actually, you know, my wife and I actually work in the industry, so it means a little bit more than just, you know, well, yeah, I sort of got what you were doing there, Elsa.
The equivalent for that for me was on Saturday where I had my first soft play children's party that we had to go to. And this was a big lad. This is like a 5-story. It was fucking impressive.
I thought you were talking about a kid.
He was six, but he was
in good shape.
He was 6 stories.
I was the big lad. I was the parent out of our group that were there. I was the parent that had to go in to follow the kids around.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they
got stuck in some kind of loop, this hellish loop of like up 2 stories, across, up a ramp, down 2 stories, through some ball pits, and it was just like. It was just like hell on earth. It was just like that seven times consecutively at 3 year old speed. And it was like, come on, Dad, come on. And by the sixth, I was really struggling.
You're getting lapped.
Yeah, it was brutal. And I was like, meet me by the, I'll be by the triangle.
Yeah, and, what you try and do is well, I'll set up a base that's kind of somewhere on the circuit. And then towards you and you go, and they run away and stuff, yeah.
No, you've got to come with me.
What I really want to do is I want to lie down. I want to lie down in a big, dark plastic tube, which gets me back onto my sleep style.
What a pro.
That's how it's done.
But so just very quickly,
yeah.
There was a dad there who couldn't resist telling me he was a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And now whether he was either just bragging or trying to recruit me because he could see I was on the verge of some kind of heart attack.
You need it. Oh,
no,
yeah,
this is quite fun for me, actually, because I'm a personal trainer. Oh, are you, Clive? Really great. Fucking great for you, that is, mate. Anyway, after that, I tell you what I really needed. Oh, a lovely big sleep.
Lovely lie down.
And speaking
That's what
of
you
sleep.
Need, man. Speaking of sleep, which we were, very quickly on the soft play thing, I did take Clarkie to soft play a little while ago, and
he does love that, doesn't he?
Just
soft play.
You've got to burn off some energy in the afternoon, otherwise he won't sleep. He's so close
Speaking
to dropping
of which,
his nap.
I've changed.
I had both kids, and it was like a weekday, so I was like, we'll do the soft play. It'll be nice and quiet. Clarkie, you take Cleo up on the big soft play. I'll take Sylvie on the little soft play. And Clarkie, after about 10 minutes, drops down through one of the holes, and he looks like, you know, in Ace Ventura when Ace Ventura pops out of the rhino's bum.
Yeah.
Because he's too sweaty in there. It looked like that. He was absolutely drenched.
Yeah.
He was.
It took no time at all for the absolute flop sweats to arrive. And the whole time just being like, am I supposed to be in here? This doesn't feel right.
I think that's the flop sweat. I think that's what it is. It's like, it feels like you shouldn't be in there. You're not in there. And crucially, you're not related to any child that's in there.
Yeah, if someone says, who's your child? I'm like, well, here's the thing.
You can see the moms looking at your face and then scanning the faces of the children in there thinking, well, they don't look like any of his kids.
Yeah. None of these kids are bald with a beard. Yeah, that's it. But also other parents will, like, if you say, oh, I'm just looking up, like, sometimes you'll get chatting to somebody else, like at the park or whatever, and you'll say, how old are they? And they're like, I think they're three. Are they three? And you're like, oh, you don't know how old your kid is. Oh, no, it's not my kid. I'm the nanny. And you're like, why am I talking to you?
I've wasted time here. I don't know how old my kids
are. We can't be friends.
You don't know how old, that's true. You don't know how old your kids are.
I don't know how old my kids are.
You said your son's date of birth. I was like, I don't think it is that month. And you're like, it is.
Yeah.
And then you came back to me a bit later and went, it wasn't.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It isn't, mate. You know my child better than me. It's like directing, though, isn't it? I can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, you're too deep into it.
Yeah, you're too close.
Especially, I'd say, in the first 18 months, you know, you're still so deep into it, it's very hard to keep track.
Well, we're into the 27 months now.
House bleating.
Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
House bleating.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The thing I find in soft play, there's this weird etiquette, because obviously the joy of soft play, a bit like Laser Quest and things like that, is just stepping through, a bit like Secret Cinema as well. There's a certain degree of escapism where everyday rules kind of don't apply for children, and they behave with an abandon that, like, that is permitted by their surroundings. They can't. You're essentially going, here you go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then when you're in there and you have to do a little bit of police work, or you have to kind of, I mean, police the situation, not solve a crime. But there's a very small soft play area at Gloucester Services. It's positively charming, actually. I highly recommend it. And I was in there, Glow was doing her thing, and a kid practically ran her over. She was on a ladder, halfway up a ladder, taking her time, and up he came straight and literally climbed over up the ladder. Yeah. And he was about twice her age. And I, you tell me what that is, Matthew. I had a word with him. I had a stern word with him, and off he ran. And Jane was watching his parents watch me do that. Said that it really riled a few feathers, but they didn't, you know, the whole, you know, those kind of situations, they didn't want to take it up with me, but they did want to sit and complain about me, and Jane was really enjoying being able to watch that play out.
She was like, oh, you're complaining about Tom, are you? I've got to get in on this. I've got loads.
That's bad. He doesn't even know their ages.
And he is sweating up there, isn't he? He is sweating. Then, and this kid was going crazy around all kinds. He was running over everyone. He didn't give a shit. And I was genuinely entertaining the idea of tripping the guy at one point. I was like, I would absolutely love to trip. I would. Oh, you can't. But I.
You can't. Really
to. But I can dream.
It is soft in there, isn't it?
And exactly. And to the point where I was thinking, if I'm round, if no one can see my foot, and then I just trip him, and then he hits the deck and starts going, that guy tripped me, and I could just go, I didn't. And no one's going to believe him, and then we go.
I don't know. I get the feeling if the parents have already seen you bollocking him, they're going to believe him.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like a two yellow card situation. So I was thinking, next time, don't bollock him, just trip him. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. But yeah, don't try and be the bigger man. Be the bigger man.
It's very difficult.
If you can't beat him, beat him.
But it's very hard, because you're in a space where you've said, go crazy. Look, you can go crazy here. And then when they do go crazy, you go, yeah, but not that crazy, mate. Come on. I'll trip you.
Yeah, but Tom, what you've got to, a little bit of empathy for both the kid and the parent. They are, when they get to a certain size, they are knocking on the door of no longer being accepted at the soft play.
We're back to the parents, big kid on the,
exactly. So the parents now are in this tricky situation where they're like, this is so useful to us. If it's pissing down with rain, this kills 90 minutes on a wet Sunday afternoon. We need this situation to stay for as long as possible, because then you're into the hinterland where they're like, you know, 9, 10, they don't want to do the soft play. They're not allowed in the soft play. What do they do?
Hard play.
Cold play. Here, kid, listen to this.
Listen to this, and I'll trip you.
Although I will say, if you're spending 90 minutes at Gloucester Services, then your journey's gone awry.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot you're in Gloucester Services. There.
I know.
Yeah,
hey, Crosby, it's very easy to forget you're in Gloucester Services. It's a wonderful facility.
It's great.
I was entertaining the idea of doing one of the kids' children's parties there. Because no one charges you. God.
It's got good road access and parking.
It's got a great farm shop.
It's got a great farm shop. Exactly what the kids want. You've really thought about it. Daddy, can I go to a farm shop for my birthday this year?
Northbound or southbound, kid? And what birthday is it again? Okay, in the car we go.
21st, hoy, have this judged.
Yeah, but it is tough. The etiquette of policing a soft play area when obviously you're not in charge of the kids.
Yeah,
is difficult.
Very, very, very tricky. Very, very tricky.
There was a really good incident where it was just me and Glow in a soft play area, aka the dream. We could absolutely, you know, off we go. We're building houses. We're creating our own little world, and then a kid arrives with his mom. So it's just the four of us in there. And after about 3 minutes, Gloria turned to me and went, "I don't like that boy, Daddy. I want him to go." And it's just like the mom's there.
Yeah.
The boy's there. And you just have to shrug and...
Like father, like daughter. She's like, what are we going to do to him? We can either bollock him or trip him the fuck up. What's it going to be, Daddy?
Give me 2 minutes and I'm going to trip the guy. The mom heard, they left after a minute. Job done.
Found him face down in the ball pool.
Tripping used to be a hell of a thing. You don't trip really in adult life if you're not playing.
Wait, what are you talking about, Tom? What kind of tripping are you talking about here, man?
Ah, yeah, man.
You'd be tripping, bro.
But like,
you don't trip people over.
A trip was in your... It used to feel like a trip was something that was in your locker in the playground or something to be... Like, what I'm thinking about is when I went into school, part of me would think, try not to get tripped up today. Like, you don't want to get tripped up, and it was something that could happen to you.
Was there any point when you were chatting to Clive when you thought, maybe I'll get one of the other dads to like kneel behind him and I'll push him over?
See if he just flips round and straight to a squat. Put into your chest.
An amazing dismount from Clive there.
Fair play, actually. I'll sign up.
Yeah.
You've convinced me, Clive. But, you know, anyway, how are you sleeping, Crosby?
Oh, thanks for asking, man. So I've realised that I've covers, I have a sort of duvet cover over, but I also have a throw. And so I pull the duvet up to just under my chin and I pull the throw over my head.
What?
And I sleep completely under the covers now, right? I sleep completely under the covers.
You're going full immersion.
I'm going full immersion therapy. That's what I'm going for. So I realised that this is not the first new style I've had. There was a period when I was two pillows, like an L shape, right? So one pillow like the headboard, and then another pillow under my head. So I sort of had my head.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That feels like you're on your way to full immersion. That feels like the stepping stone.
And of course, there was the period when I was T-shirt and no bottoms. That was also
your Winnie the Pooh stage.
Yeah. My Winnie the Pooh phase. Very happy with that. But I hadn't thought about these as being sort of transitional phases until this new one came in, and I was like, oh yeah, I have. Why has it suddenly happened in the last 2-3 weeks that I've started sleeping with the covers over my head? What does it mean? It doesn't suggest somebody who's happy. It doesn't. No, I don't know. You know, like, it feels like very, you know, knees up, fetal, return to the womb.
This is also in the corner of the room, isn't it? It's not actually in the bed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm like when Damian Lewis gets back from Homeland, I just have to sleep on the floor in the corner with a rag over me. Yeah.
Have you started going to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's like that. Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the warning signs, I guess.
Well, yes, but don't tell anyone that. No, I go to bed. I normally get into bed around 10 o'clock and I read for a little bit, and then pull the cover over, and then pull the other cover over, and then just disappear into my little cocoon, and I emerge
of tears
fly at 6:15 in the morning. Yeah.
Can I ask about your partner?
Of course you can. Her name's Charlotte Lewis. You've met her before.
No, crucially, how old is the throw obviously doesn't go over both of you.
It can, but it doesn't go over Charlie's head.
So you say goodnight to Charlie.
Yep.
And then up comes the throw.
I say goodnight to Charlie. I know. I put my sleep headphone headband on. So I put my headband on with the little speakers in it.
Is that an eye mask as well?
No, it doesn't go over my eyes. Okay. It could do, but it doesn't. It goes over my forehead, round down over my ears, and connects to the Bluetooth. And then I pop on a very talky podcast, and then I say,
"House meeting."
It's certainly gonna send me off tonight. Yeah.
Night, Matthew.
Night, buddy.
Oh, that's not. Yeah. In fact, actually, yeah. If people are listening to this falling asleep, which I'm sure people are, sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams. Have a good one. Sleep tight. Make sure the bed bugs don't trip.
Don't trip a bed bug, baby.
So yeah. So then something she'll carry on reading, and I'll just sort of pull the covers over my head and I'm asleep.
So my anxiety with this, Matthew, is the overheat. Do you not?
No, but as, you know, like as the, you sort of emerge from it while you're asleep, don't you? I don't wake up under it.
Isn't there a certain element of fresh air necessary in terms of like a build-up of carbon dioxide?
do you think I'm gonna suffocate myself?
Well, the noxious gases that are produced during the night.
I should say that this throw that I have over the bed is a thick rubber throw.
It's a bin liner.
I put it over my head and then it's gaffer tape round three times and then sleep comes very quickly. I've got to admit, I've never been falling asleep this fast. It really does. Not since I started sleeping in the garage with the engine running, have I fallen asleep as quickly. The fact that I get woken up by my wife running in, breaking the window of the car and pulling me out of it. Yeah.
And saying, not again.
Not again. Not again. Listen, I'm just trying to get my beauty sleep. Your skin's grey. That's what I mean. I mean, enough of it.
So it's working. How long has this been, this new setup has been working for you?
I reckon it's just shy of a month. This is what I've been going for. Just shy of a month.
And this is a parent question, so it's probably a bit dull, but
yeah,
have you stopped having to go and see to your kids in the night?
But you mean trip them up?
Trip them back to sleep?
That'll learn you for not finishing your fish fingers.
Has this come with them sleeping through?
Yeah, they've basically both been sleeping through for a while, but occasionally yeah. There'll be little periods when they'll be waking up. But it doesn't correlate with a period of them either sleeping through or waking up either. That's just how I like to sleep. It's just how I feel most comfortable. I just wondered if you had a sleep style and if you had a sleep style that you can notice has changed, like I say, consciously or unconsciously.
Like a can of Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
I've found the style that suits me.
Yeah.
At about the age of 16, and I don't want to change a thing. I will say, I think the what I'm wearing has probably changed a little bit.
I'd hope so. for several different reasons.
I finally started buying proper pajama bottoms. For the first time in about 20 years, I've always worn jeans.
I've always worn
you've always worn jeggings.
Jeggings, yeah.
It's the same thing. I've got jeggings, but I also wear them over my arms and my head. Just to keep myself very ensconced. I just need...
Pajeggins.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
I went to Marks and Sparks 6 months ago and kind of bought 10 nice pajama bottoms.
Bloody hell.
I was like, that's what I'm going to... It was, yeah. And it was like, that's what I'll do now.
Until I die.
That's great. Until I die.
Are they kind of shorts or are they long?
They're long.
Ooh.
But face down, off to the side, one hand under the pillow. Happy days.
One hand under the pillow.
Yeah.
So you're basically, you're spooning, but with the pillow.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of on top of, though, isn't it? So spoons to the side, I'd say.
Yeah.
Do you ever wake up with a dead arm? Because sometimes if I put my hand under the pillow, I wake up.
No, but I haven't had feeling in my right arm for 20 years. I just kind of Weekend at Bernie's it. The nerves died a long time ago. So that is one of the, you know, maybe that's why I sleep so well. If I ever end up in a different position, then my body really struggles with it, and I do wake up with a numb hand or a numb arm.
Really?
Like when I'm really tired. But if I'm in my natural position...
If you're in that position, you will stay in that basically all night, and you'll wake up in a similar position.
Wow. Yeah,
you sleep that deep asleep. That is amazing.
I don't move as a sleeper. Very still. And
almost like hibernation for you.
Yeah. And I'm good at sleeping.
Oh, man. Yeah, you are. You are.
It's on my list of things I can do well. Boil an egg. Sleep. Yeah.
I envy it.
That's it. That's the list.
Healthy list. Healthy list.
It's a list too. I take that. Still waiting to find my first thing put on it.
You used to be very good at sleeping in a car, Clarkie. That was always your thing. You'd put your arm above your head and...
It affects your driving. you used to be very good at sleeping in a car.
Yeah.
But was this a simpler time?
Maybe.
Had less on your mind, didn't you then?
Did, yeah.
Talking about being good at sleeping, when Cleo was born, it was quite a long labour up until we were actually admitted into a room to actually sort of start the process. And we've been up for a long old time. I always like to say we've been up for 24 hours. My wife says, well, no. I've been up for 24 hours. You, Matthew, had been intermittently sleeping because they weren't sticking stuff, you know, like sticking like needles in you and all that kind of stuff. You were just lying there. But anyway, we got into the room, and I was so knackered. I immediately got into one of those like big chairs they give the partners, and I sort of lay back in that, and I fell asleep. And I didn't know this until weeks and weeks and weeks later, like, you know, we were long after the birth. But apparently, immediately, as soon as they got into the room, there was some sort of medical complication that required them to pull the emergency cord, the midwife to pull the emergency cord, and the room was full of doctors. Like, it's one of those things, like, it was full of, there was like three doctors in there and a bunch of nurses. Suddenly, the room was full. And I was asleep the entire time, like in a chair.
Just well, of course you were. You had your podcast speakers on.
I put my big rubber sheet over my head and everything. Yeah, but I was there lying
in the
chair.
The cocoon.
Just gob open. Like, and also, crucially, right in the way.
This medical podcast is pretty good that I'm listening to. Oh, wow.
So I was completely sort of dead to the world. And... at one point, one of the doctors pointed to me and said, is that your partner? And because obviously if it wasn't, that's real trouble. Who's this guy? It's just, is that your partner? And my wife was like, yeah, it is. And he said, oh, he's very good at sleeping. And I still have that as a sort of badge of honour that I'm a medical professional. Saw me sleep and thought...
You still have it on your tour posters, don't you?
That's right, yeah.
He's very good at sleeping. See if you are too.
Yeah.
Come along.
It's a nice warm room. The lights are dim. Don't you worry about it. There's no judgment.
Rubber sheets for everyone.
Get your head down. Get your head down for a bit. But yeah, sleeping is... I'm not bad at sleeping. I can pretty much do it. It doesn't take me that long to drift off. Boiling an egg, I'm less good.
Well, but I think you can learn to boil. I'm sure there's lots of people that will disagree with me, but sleeping feels like
you either got it or you haven't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I want to say. I mean, like, sure, you can learn some tricks and stuff.
Boiling an egg is cooking.
But what we're talking about is raw talent here. You know, yes, you can. If you
what
put
I'm talking
these
about
socks
is a raw
on
egg
or some shit.
I just mistimed it completely,
and that's the problem. Yeah.
As long as it's running.
Now, I always, I can never remember, because you'll know this. You start with a pan of cold water, leave it in for 3 minutes, then take it out of the cold water and eat it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
The water needs to get colder.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So adding ice cubes, opening the windows,
I
that kind of
stuff.
I think
you're thinking of a frozen egg.
Ah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just as nice in its own way.
A frozen egg is very much nature's boiled egg.
Yeah.
It very much is, yeah.
Very refreshing on a summer's day.
I think Ben's father's a big fan of putting it in cold and bringing it to the boil.
He is, yes. Bring it to the boil, then about a minute.
It's one of the many things him and I will never see eye to eye on. It was the start of our big beef, I think, actually.
Tripping children as well. He's...
said, look, if ever there was a child that needed tripping in their youth, look at what's happened to your son, Alan. Give him a good trip in his youth, he'd have been absolutely fine.
This is on you, Alan. This is absolutely on you.
Can't trip a kid these days. Can't even trip a kid. Clark, have you adopted your father's technique?
No. I've actually started doing them. Oh, dear. This is terrible. Last few
terrible
times.
Terrible as in boring, or you've got a terrible technique?
It's all of the above. Actually, last few times I've done them.
Can I guess? Are you air frying? Are you air frying your boiled egg?
Of course he is. Of course he's air frying his eggs.
Yeah, boy.
6.5 minutes in the air fryer.
And what does it do? What does it do in the air fryer? What is it? Is this to make a fried egg, or is this to make a boiled egg, but
it kind of isn't boiled because there's nothing that's boiling. But yeah.
Are you going to say it's more efficient?
I don't know what it is.
It's easier.
I kind of feel like it'll probably take less energy. It takes a lot of energy to boil water, doesn't it?
Takes less energy for you.
That's the main thing.
Is there anything you're not air frying these days?
Oh yeah, fried eggs.
You don't air fry the fried eggs.
No,
surely you've got to air fry the fried eggs, mate. Come on.
I think you can.
Of course you can. Crack them onto a plate.
You can.
Crack them onto
yourself.
A plate and stick them in the air fryer.
It's not a fryer. That's the weird thing about air fryers. No part
what
of it's
it?
Actually frying. It's a little oven.
Yeah, you could bake an egg.
You could bake an
That'd
egg.
Be a bit like a
could do
be
that.
A bit like a fried egg. You could bake. You could crack an egg onto a plate and bake it.
Why isn't it called an air baker then?
I don't know.
Or an air cooker. Why is it not called an air cooker?
It probably should be.
The campaign starts here.
Is it like so? Is it just a little fan oven?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. No.
See, I not only do I not know what an air fryer is, I don't think I've ever seen an air fryer. I always picture... Right, if I describe what an air fryer looks like to you, will you tell me how close I am to this?
This is how we play.
Okay. I imagine it doesn't have a door. Am I right in thinking that?
But
it feels like
it depends, but... Go on.
No.
Okay, so I imagine it being like a frame...
Right.
Like just a frame, you know, like
this is like when the three blind men meet an elephant.
Also, like this sounds like it's a podcast from like 3 years ago. Like this.
Listen, you know
there's
what I've
some
been up
old
to.
News by this point.
You know what I've been up to the last four and a half years. I've been deep into my life as a parent. You know, I haven't been out the house except to go to soft play or to the park. I've not seen other people's houses. I've not seen their air fryers. I've not got an air fryer.
Yeah, okay, I see.
But he's emerging now from his cocoon.
Yeah.
And he's looking at a frame and he's thinking, is my egg ready?
Here's the thing. You know the Dyson fans that don't have anything in them? They're just a big like circle or like a big oval. You know that.
Right.
A big hoop. Yeah. They're Dyson hoop, right? I imagine it's like that, only square, right? But with a bit more of a base underneath it, okay? Like, so you see enough space to put something like the size of a microwave plate.
Are you imagining the Stargate?
Yes, it's like a Stargate. Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. It's exactly what I'm imagining. And by the way, this isn't me kind of like, I just realised I was thinking this completely unconsciously. Whenever someone says air fryer, what pops up in my head is that picture. And then as we were talking about how you put an egg into it, I thought, well, How is what I'm imagining fitting with this reality of Clarky making boiling an egg in an air fryer? And I thought, this can't be the case. Because also, if it's not got a door to it, the reason an oven's got a door or a microwave's got a door is so that you're not also heating everything else around it or sending out dangerous airwaves out all around the place.
Do you know what I think you might be thinking about? You know, like in either Red Dwarf or like the Alien films, like a science fiction film where they're in the cafeteria and they like rehydrate their meals and they kind of, it like they stick it into a thing. You see them go ding and press a button and then suddenly their food's ready.
Yeah, that is
like
what
none
I'm
of them had doors. They were all kind of like, it all just happened in front of your eyes. It's like an early 90s science fiction version of what, how food will be prepared.
Yeah,
in the
how
future.
Food should be prepared.
Like,
it
feels like that's what you've got in your head.
Like how the sinks used to be in McDonald's toilets when they were like in the wall and it was like you get, they'd do everything all at once.
How they still are on the trains and they're absolutely awful. Yeah. And what would always happen is the water, for some reason, would come out third. So what it would do is it would put the soap. Then
dry the soap onto your hands.
Bake the soap onto your hands. So it's like you're wearing a sort of pearlescent glove. And then it would drench your hands and you'd walk out and go, well, yeah, there we go.
Well, why do I even bother? I'm ready for another burger.
I'm ready to flip some more burgers and then crucially rejoin my friends at Secret Cinema.
But Matthew, you've been working here for 2 weeks now. Are you sure we can't pay you? No, just another screening of Alien 3 for me, please. I'll never watch it enough times. Why don't you just go out and find an air fryer and then we can feedback on it next time?
Or I could literally type air fryer into Google Images right now.
Google? What?
Tell you what.
Hang on, what? Does that, do you know what I'm picturing when you say Google?
Yeah, go on.
So it's a tiny little man that you shake hands with and then he shows you a picture.
Oh, that's Arch Jeeves.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God. Weirdly, it looks like the past.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the deep fat fryer you'd have in your house.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
It does look like a deep fat fryer, but with air. And it's not a door, it's a drawer.
It's a drawer, that's right. Yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, so it looks like it could make your coffee. So it's either a drawer or a lid. You can have one that's like a lid. Oh my goodness, this is the future, guys. Anyway, you talk about yourselves, I'm going to order one.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Higher kitchen, multi air fryer, steel, 5 litre capacity. Well, I don't need that many eggs. Who's going for 5 litres of eggs?
Trust me, go as big as you can because you're never going to touch your oven again.
Is that true?
Pretty much. I use my oven so seldom now.
Really?
Do you air fry a lasagna?
No. I would do a lasagna in the oven, but that is not a thing I commonly eat.
And what about baking a cake?
Don't know about that, actually. I think you can do them in the air fryer, but
I
don't bake cakes. I just bake eggs.
So the other day, for Mother's Day, my wife decided to make a loaf of bread for her mum and my mum, a loaf of bread each.
Oh, lovely.
And my wife makes phenomenal bread, really, really good. And
are we talking a bread maker?
She's just making it in the oven.
Breadwinner.
She has an actual job. She's the breadwinner and the bread maker, which begs the question, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. You're a very good sleeper, Matthew.
And you reward her by sleeping next to her, completely cocooned away from her.
Our relationship's all about give and take, and you're the taker.
You eat your bread, you get in your little woven cocoon, and you ignore her for the rest of the day.
That's right. And when her mother came around for Mother's Day, her mother said, "Is that your partner?" She said, "Yes, he's a very good sleeper."
Not my wife.
I was just lying under a crust of bread. So she made these loaves, but she was going to a friend's birthday party and I was going out to see a show and we mistimed it. So she'd put them in the airing cupboard and everything to whatever, you know, to rise and everything. And they were just like left, they were left out.
Ooh, an airing cupboard. Now what I'm picturing is...
like a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Does it have a door? Yes. So... So we both got home. It was quite late. Charlie was like, well, I was planning to get home and bake this bread, but I'll just do it in the morning. Would you mind putting away the loaves? Just put them in the fridge. And I was like, yeah, okay, I can do that. That's fine. So she went up to bed and I sort of put what it was on a baking tray. And I was like, went to the fridge, cleared out loads of space, put it in. And as I put it in, it literally cartoonishly deflated like a balloon. And it was happening to me. And yeah. I was thinking, oh God, oh no, this is my fault. And for some reason I was like, oh, maybe it'll just do it a little bit and then, you know, we can take it out and it'll sort of reinflate when it warms up again. So I put the other one in and it completely just like that. And they were both completely fucked. And I know it wasn't actually my fault. Well, but I was the one who did. I was the one who did it.
You were there to witness it.
So I was just there. I was just following orders. Right. So instead of giving
said that, Matthew.
Exactly. Yeah. Where have I heard that phrase before? But we had to instead, which actually I think was almost a better present, rather than giving a loaf of bread to my mum and to my mother-in-law. We showed them a photo of some deflated bread, which made them laugh. So actually, that was their Mother's Day gift. Here you go.
And here's a loaf of Mighty White. Why is it? Yeah. Your trouble.
Here's some flatbread.
A laugh, even more priceless.
Even more priceless. You have to laugh. You have to
Not
laugh.
My words, the words of Secret Cinema. And they charge you £75 to watch a comedy, but also work the hot dog stand.
House meeting. It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
House meeting.
Can I just say, we promised fun times, and the only thing we delivered.
That was fun. That was tremendous.
Super fun times.
And so again, the question of what body part you'd like a jet hose to go to, and that's there on the table. Also, if you've not seen an air fryer, have a go at describing it.
Yes.
And, get in touch. Pappy'sFlatShare@gmail.com.
If you are one of the two people on this earth that's not seen an air fryer, get in touch.
But also, is there something else that you hadn't seen that you had a very clear idea of what it was going to be, but then when you saw it, it wasn't there?
Yes.
Get in touch.
That's great. Yeah, get in touch. By the way, Ben, you need to check your privilege a little bit, because you are part of the liberal
right,
elite.
Yes,
as you
I know,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You're part of the
firmly ensconced.
Firmly ensconced in the tofu munching wokerati. Whereas there are good
tofu air frying
wokerati. There are good, honest listeners out there who aren't checking out an air fryer every 10 seconds, and they may never have seen one, like myself, and they may
come to the Southwest, mate. Try and find an air fryer there.
Absolutely. You've got plenty of air, but you're not frying it. You've got gorgeous fresh air. The last thing you'd want to do is stick it in a cooker. No,
you put food in a net bag, you go and stand on the cliffs, and you hold it at the edge of the pool,
washes it for you.
And you let the sea breeze do the yeah, exactly right. That's how I make my lasagnas. Pour pressure hoses them until they're cooked.
If you'd like to send us a beef for Beef Brothers, we could do with a few of those. Please get in touch, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah. In fact, we did one the other day in a live record that involved a pub quiz.
Oh, yeah.
With a pub landlord. So it doesn't have to be necessarily about your living arrangements.
Absolutely right. Go free-range beef. Go free-range beef, guys.
Can be about something that's giving you beef in the wider world. Yeah, we will help you. Do not worry. So get in touch. Otherwise, today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.